This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
They shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and when they persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice. All right, so it's upside down kingdom. Again, God says, when it's going tough, things are not going your way, rejoice. He says. Then he goes on and doesn't just say rejoice. He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And the believers, disciples of Jesus, I'm just saying my own heart challenged more and more by the fact that we live in an upside down kingdom. I'm just so much more aware of the fact that what we would naturally deem to be important, very often in the scheme of heaven, isn't that important. What the world would want to say to us, chase after, live for, strive for, lay your life down for, ultimately only leads to frustration and emptiness. And that God is wanting to just usher us in 2019, usher us into a dimension of freedom where we live with a freedom of being children in God's kingdom, in God's house. And we allow our Father to take care of us, our Father to be concerned for us, our Father to, in a sense, spend sleepless nights over us, if you know what I mean. Kids, I don't know how many of your children started saving for the football camp beginning of last year when we were at this camp. And they said, Daddy, we want to go on the camp. We want to save. I'm not going to have ice cream now. I'm going to put the money aside so I can go down the super tube. Any kids like that here in this house? Mostly that came down on you, eh? On your budget. And that's fine because you're the dad. All right? And I just feel that sometimes we as disciples have been conned by the system of the world to start worrying about things we should not be worrying about, instead of leaving that to our Father to sort out. Instead of just getting around to loving one another, getting around to fulfilling the Great Commission, we get wrapped up into a whole bunch of other things. And I believe God is going to just usher us into a season of freedom in Him, a freedom of enjoying Him like we haven't done before. And this beautiful verse in verse 13 says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. And here's the verses for us. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Last night we had a Shofar Got Talent competition. The kids were amazing. I believe that that's how much the Lord began to speak to me about just watching that last night and thinking about it. And I believe that the Lord is wanting to say to us that the kingdom has got light. Okay, Shofar's got talent. The kingdom has got light. All right, the kingdom is actually a light show. That's what the kingdom is about. The kingdom is about light shining into darkness and darkness not being able to comprehend it. And so for us last night, just getting together and our kids putting on the show. And by the way, next year it's the adults' time, IS3. We're going to get the adults together to come and do show their thing and inspire the kids. All right. But the reality of this is, guys, is that as we, those of you guys that missed it, where the kids put on an incredible show, and I was just so aware of the fact that those kids who stood up in front of the adults and in front of their friends, they had to take a risk. Hulle moes maar 'n risiko neem. Hulle kon hulle naam met 'n plank geslaan het daar. Right? They had to step out. They had to risk being laughed at or maybe not being understood or the thing going wrong or the music not being loud enough or somebody not understanding my magic trick. Or it was a risk. But without the risk, there never would have been the applause. Unless they'd taken the risk, there would never have been the applause of people looking at that skill, looking at that talent, putting their hands together and saying, yeah, that was amazing. That was amazing. Without, you know, what is applause? Applause is, in actual fact, praise. If you think about it. When you applaud somebody, you praise them. Well done. So what do we do when we praise God? We are literally applauding
the Lamb. We are literally applauding our champion. We're saying thank you for saving us. That was amazing, God. Your works are incredible. And here the Bible says that Jesus says to us that he wants us to shine our light. In other words, bring your talent. Bring your talent. Bring your light. You have the light. The incredible thing about those kids is that each one of them, they're talented. God gave them gifts. They've been called from their mother's wombs with incredible gifts, incredible talents. And to see them grow in confidence, and it was amazing to see, you know, after one had broken the ice and a few of them were a little bit reluctant, but then the more they got into it, the more they got into it. And I feel that God is wanting to just encourage our saints that it's time for us to step onto the stage of the harvest. The stage that God has given us isn't a stage where we showcase our talents just for the sake of showcasing our talents. The stage is the stage of the world. And so when Jesus says, I want you to shine your light, it's not like go somewhere else, go and get a light, you know, solar power it quickly or plug it into your car charger and try and work that light up. You've got the light. The kingdom has got light. Amen. The kingdom has got light. You don't have to go and manufacture it. You don't have to need to go and beg for it. You have it. But you have to step onto that stage. Like the kids had to. And just looking at last night, and I saw Esri, of course, as the master of ceremonies there, and pulling everything together and going around to the different people and saying, this time we're going to have it. And it's a little bit for me like Father God. Because all Esri was doing was she was just saying, come on, look at this. Look at these kids. We're going to have so-and-so doing her dance. We're going to have so-and-so. By the way, for my kids' dancing and drama skills, I can take no credit for that. All the mom, all right, all her talents right there. But, you know, just seeing history doing that, I was just overwhelmed by this excitement in my spirit that is what Father God is wanting to do for us. He's wanting to say to the world, check out Stefan. Check out Tian. Check out Marika. Check out Patience. He's got some light. He's got some light. He, our Father, is the one that is creating a platform for us. And our platform is the world. Our stage is the world. Our stage is the people that you are working with. Our stage is your community of at school, wherever you live. That is the stage that God has given us. But you know, those kids, as amazing as they were with the magic tricks and the dancing and all of that, and as incredible as history was in motivating everybody, wouldn't have been possible without Eugene and Brighton and Kobe and who climbed up the ladder. It was Justin to switch off the rugby, right? None of that would have been possible outside of the team. Outside of the team. And guys, I believe that the Father is cheering us on. The Father is wanting to say to us, guys, the stage has been prepared. Bring your light. Bring your light. But then it is up to us to do this together as a team. And I want to encourage you to bring your gift to the table. Right, this yesterday morning we were praying. We felt the Lord saying to us that He's going to stir gifts again. And I know that there are gifts that have been buried. And I'm so excited. I went around from fire to fire strategically, right? Just being led around by my nose and ended up at strategic places. But it was so amazing to discover so much about so many of you that I didn't know. I mean, there's someone here, the Curious Craftsman. Wait, it's a Curious Craftsman here. But Eugene Hubert. He's got this little YouTube channel going. It's got like 35,000 likes on it. Some of the stuff that's going on there. And he's now praying to God about, God, how do I use this to your glory? You know, what is that? That is somebody that has a light that's stepping onto the stage. Say, God, you've given me a platform through this YouTube channel that I'm creating. By the way, go and subscribe, right? The more subscriptions he gets, the more leverage he gets on YouTube and the further the gospel can go. It's called The Curious Craftsman, I love. Curious Carpenter? Curious Craftsman. Curious Craftsman. Go and subscribe to it, right? It's an amazing site. Dads, for you, gives you little ideas how to make fun things around the house for your kids. I need it. I need some inspiration in that area. But, you know, just chatting to him, and then I went around to somebody else, and he's got a grill, right? Go to Jan Louis. Go and check out his braai grill, right? It's amazing. It's like so simple, yet so profound. And I realized that there is so much that we can discover about each other. You know, Stefan's got discovered this massive thing. Whenever I get to Stefan's fire, there's always fire. There's always coals in his campsite. And so we, as different people, we have got things that are unique about us, things that are special about us. I saw Donnie walking with a big bag of wood just on his shoulder yesterday. I'm like, yes, like it, man. I brought my little bag of charcoal. That's impressive. You know, and then there's just so much that lies inside each one of us that makes us unique. That makes us awesome as people and as individuals. But the main thing behind each one of our little gifts and idiosyncrasies that God has given us is that He wants us to bring that to the stage. Mm-hmm. He wants us to bring that to the stage of the world that's looking desperate to give applause not to us but to God. Because that is the ultimate aim, isn't it? Jesus says, do good works. Because the question is, okay, so what does it mean? Must I go into the stage? Must I sing? Our light is the good works that we do. That's our light. The Bible says, do your good works so that the world can see. And so my challenge to myself and to my family, Nick and I spoke about this, is what has the Lord given us? What has He put in our hands? And as we go into the rest of this year, the kingdom has got light. The kingdom has got talent. I want to challenge you to ask the Lord. I chatted to somebody yesterday just about the whole issue of, all right, so I'm leaving at 7 in the morning. I'm coming back at 7 at night. How do I reconcile that to the kingdom? How do I reconcile that to my purpose and to what God has called me to do? How do I navigate through that? And that is a very real challenge for us. But I believe that God, even in that 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening, God has given that individual, and we spoke about it, and it's clear that God has given him a platform. That there are people that the Lord is bringing across his path that he can connect with, that he can shine his light into. And so I want to ask you one simple question in terms of shining our light for the harvest. I want to ask you to think about just a simple challenge. What is that one thing that you enjoy doing the most? Because really our gifts, our spiritual gifts, we get so theological about it very often. But our spiritual gifts and the things God has given us, the platform that He has given us, isn't difficult. You know, just again, going back to last night, the kids enjoyed it. Those of you that read my devotional that I sent to all the churches, I shared about Kate's baptism. I shared in church as well. I believe God is wanting us to enjoy obedience. I believe God is wanting church to be fun. I believe God is wanting working in His kingdom to be fun. I believe that God is wanting to usher us into just the freedom from religious bondage, where we allow weights and we care about things, we're concerned about things God hasn't called us to be concerned about. And so I want you to think about what is the one thing that you enjoy doing the most? What is the thing that really gives you a kick? The thing that really, just like, you can't wait to do this. To think about that. Maybe if you have to think about that for a long time, then maybe you are too busy. You're not enjoying life. And God has given us life to enjoy. But what is that one thing that you enjoy doing? And then to use that to leverage God's kingdom in a very simple way for us for this year. I want you to think about what is that one thing that I enjoy doing the most. Then I would like to ask you to think about and to plan around doing that one thing that you enjoy the most with one person that doesn't know Jesus. What do you enjoy the most? Think about and plan about and pray about how you can do that thing that comes easy for you and naturally to you with one person that doesn't know Jesus. So in other words, if you enjoy running, if you enjoy playing darts or whatever it is, don't just enjoy it by yourself. And don't just enjoy it with people who already know Christ. Shine your light. In other words, just invite somebody for a game of darts. Invite somebody to go surfing with you. Invite somebody to go braaiing with you. Invite somebody to go and do that hobby with you. But invite someone that doesn't know Christ. And if you're like me and you've got to think about, oh my goodness, who do I know that don't know Christ? Then start there. And pray about that and say, how can I involve somebody in my life? So it's not difficult. I'm not asking us to go and plant a church somewhere else. I'm not asking you to resign your job. I'm just asking you, think about that thing that you are already doing, that you are enjoying doing. And think about how can you connect that thing with somebody that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And draw them into that. All right, so If you like reading, invite somebody to a book club. If you love going to walk on the beach, invite somebody. Unbeliever and a believer, friend of yours. Just let's get unchurched people into our lives, saints. Let's get unchurched people into the light that the Lord has given us. And who knows, maybe next year sometime we can have a talent show and we can showcase and just chat to one another, figuratively speaking, around the campfire. But man, when I did that, the light shone and somebody came to salvation. Or better yet, wouldn't it be amazing to have other people around the campfires that aren't around the campfires this weekend who don't know the Lord Jesus yet, who would be able to say, man, when your dad invited me along to the carpentry workshop, I saw something of Jesus in him. And he drew me into his oikos and he drew me into his circle of friends. And my heart changed and I came to salvation. Wouldn't it be amazing to have somebody else come and say, the light shone through that person. So I want to encourage you, shofar, the kingdom has got light. But if you don't take the risk, there will be no praise. If you don't take the risk, if you don't step out there, there will be no applause. And I know that our Father feels like we as parents felt yesterday. Our kids, that's amazing. We're so proud of them. And I know that our Heavenly Daddy this morning is proud of each and every one of us as we're sitting here. But he's wanting to encourage us. Take the light from underneath the basket. Take the gift out. And he's going to be with us every step of the way. So I want us to pray for one another. And I want us just to share with each other and just say, man, I've got this running gift. Or I've got this gift of working with kids. I love this. This is my passion. And I want to yield this to God to shine His light through that. I don't know how it's going to look. I'm not saying invite somebody once a week, once a month. That's up to you. All I'm saying is, can we be intentional? Like we had to be intentional about that talent show last night. If the guys didn't speak about it this week, if they didn't plan about the time, if somebody didn't go around to the kids, all the talents that we saw last night, you know what would have happened? It would have remained inside. There would have been no applause. Nobody would have known the stuff that is here in our midst. So there's a little bit of planning that goes along with shining your light. But I believe that we are ready. I believe the talents, the gifts, and the light inside of you, the time has come, the time is right for us to shine it. So I want to pray for you guys, and I want us to pray for one another. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you believe in us. Thank you, Lord, that you have put your light inside of us, God. Thank you, Lord, that you, when you became human, when you became dirt, so to speak, you glory invaded dirt and transformed that dirt into something glorious. And Lord, I thank you that we, as we stand before you as lumps of clay, we thank you, God, that even as we saw last night, that you have created us, Lord, in such a beautiful way. You have created us, Lord, to live for your glory. And I thank you for all of the talents and all of the gifts that are, almost said, in this room, Lord, but in this throne room of heaven gathered here this morning. And I want to pray for us, Lord, in this year to come. May we step onto the stage, Lord. May we not be afraid to take a risk for you. And Father, thank you that as we do so, Lord, I'm just reminded of Hebrews that say that there's a great cloud of witnesses, Lord, that surrounds us and that are encouraging us. And Father, we want to submit our talents. We want to submit our gifts, Lord. We want to submit all of those things that you have given us. And there's so much that comes naturally to us, Lord. I'm so convicted by how beautifully and how creatively you have created each one of us, God, that are sitting here. And I pray that we will not be afraid, Lord. We will not be afraid to cause your light to shine through that. I pray, Father, for those of us who maybe in this moment, we're not too sure what the gifts are and what the talents are. Lord, connect us with our passions, Lord. Connect us, God, with that thing that you've placed inside of us that we know this is, if I can just do this for the rest of my life, this would be incredible. I come alive when I'm around little kids, or maybe when I'm around old people, or when I'm thinking of Africa and agriculture. I come alive when I think about just building roads, God, whatever it might be. Father, connect us, Lord, with that divine spark of creativity, the divine spark of light that lives inside of us, God. And I speak freedom to dreams and freedom to gifts, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus. And I call those talents and I call those gifts onto the stage of the harvest in Jesus' name. Lord, we break with fear. We break with disillusionment, Lord, that wants to keep us hiding our gifts, Father. And God, I pray that you will make us as a church family like we were last night, Lord. We were just excited and we celebrated each little gift that was brought onto that stage, Lord. May we cheer one another on. May we celebrate each other. May we encourage each other, Lord, like never before, knowing that the time is running out. God, we're not going to have this opportunity forever to shine our light to the world around us. But we thank you that we do have this time. We thank you for 2019, and I declare over 2019 as a year of light for us. Lord, a year in which our lights will shine into the darkness around us, and the world will see not us, not how beautiful we are, not how wonderful we are, but they will see our Father, and they will give glory to our Father, and they will be drawn to our Father. God, and I thank you above all that you've put this treasure in earthen vessels, imperfect, broken vessels, and it is still your delight to shine your light through broken vessels. So shine, Jesus, shine. Let your glory come. Let your kingdom come in the name of Jesus. And as we pray for one another now, Father, I pray for divine utterance. I pray for an anointing. I pray, Lord, that momentum will come to our feet. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's pray for one another. Just couples, you can do that together if you want to. Maybe you pray with somebody that you don't know. And just submit that one thing that God has given you. All right, submit it to your friend. Say, I've received this gift. Now I'm going to submit it to God. Bring to the stage of the harvest, and I want God to use this to connect me to people who know, don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. Those of you guys, please, that need to sign out 10 o'clock, remember you need to sign out at 10. If you haven't done that, sign out quickly, come back and pray for somebody again. Otherwise, then enjoy your day, have an incredible day. Those of you who can stay a little bit longer, we're going to continue to braai, swim, and have a good time. But the Lord bless you. Please don't leave out somebody praying for you, committing the life that God has given you into His hands.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.